Hi, this is Brad Thor, author of the new audiobook, Full Black.
And hi, I'm Armin Schultz. I'm an actor and narrator of the new Brad Thor audiobook. So, Brad, can you tell us a little bit about your new audiobook?
You know, one of the questions that authors are most asked is, where do you get your ideas? And I joke around with people and I say, I get them in the shower. That's where they come to me. That's where I'm most relaxed. Actually, the idea for Full Black, though, came from something the CIA had discovered back in the 1990s. They found that a military from a country hostile to the United States had come to a very simple conclusion. They could not defeat the U.S. on the battlefield, on the conventional battlefield. And they said, but we'd still like to see the United States collapse. How could we help make that happen? And they wrote a white paper, two colonels from this military wrote a white paper called Unrestricted Warfare. And the CIA got a hold of that. Some people say it wasn't the CIA, it was another group, but the whole thing smacks of CIA involvement, and got it translated. And it ended up out in kind of the open source, open market. And I got a copy of this white paper, and I was stunned by how terrifying it was, and also how simple it was, what they had planned to take the United States down. And I said, this would make a fantastic thriller. And that's the basis for Full Black.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Armin, you've narrated my audiobooks for many years now, and I think you know my protagonist, Scott Harvath, pretty well. I've always wanted to ask you this question. How do you prepare to voice Scott Harvath and the other characters in my audiobooks?
Well, it usually starts when they send me an early copy of your completed script, and I read it through once. And because I've done the character of Scott so often, I sort of have, it's just sort of in my brain of who this guy is and from what you've written. The vocal part of him, when I originally came up with it, was something that would be really easily identifiable by the audience, the listening audience, that they knew exactly who was speaking and where he was coming from. So that's how I came up with Scott's voice, actually, that carries over from book to book. And the other characters I basically go through to see what type of characters, whether they're foreign, whether they're from Europe, whether they're from Asia, depending upon which characters you've written. I look to see if it's a sort of a spun accent that I need to work on to differentiate the characters. I think the biggest thing is that when people are listening to it as an audiobook, they want to be able to know, reference who's speaking at what point, and so they don't get confused, so it's not all the same person. So I go through and pick out certain recognizable voices. And for the Americans, the guys that are either the special ops guys or the military guys, they're sort of, people know American accents pretty well, so I bounce around from different areas in the United States so that they can identify those characters when they pop up from time to time. So that's the fun of it, of finding which voices resonate with each character, whether they're age or whether they're from regionally. And then the villains are always fun, too. And sometimes if there's a new villain that I have to come up with something that's really interesting for that you've written, that's always fun to try to find out where I want to spin that guy.
Well, that leads me right to another question that, sure, I want to ask, because I've thrown so many different types of characters into these books over the years. You've got, the little under 3 foot tall dwarf, the troll,
yeah,
all the way up to Scott Harvath and any range of foreign bad guys, which is, a lot of people ask me, why don't you do the audio for your books? Why aren't you the voice on that? And I tell people, I said, there's no way I could do what Armin does. I said, this is a Broadway-trained actor.
Oh, thanks.
And you're so talented at this, and I really appreciate it. And that's why, I get so many compliments on the audiobooks, and it's because of your gifts and your abilities. Out of everything that you've read in my thrillers over the years, do you have a particular character that's been your favorite to give voice to?
I mean, I have to say Scott first.
There you go. We're going to hire you for the next one.
Well, I mean, that's the obvious reason, is because everybody, I mean, he's so on point and on task and so deliberate in what he does, even when he has questions about how to approach things or when he's put himself in situations he doesn't want to be in. I mean, the protagonist, that's always the fun thing. And he has such great things to say about his patriotism and how he stands up for the guys that are on his teams. It's not just military sort of bravado. It's the way he feels about his country and about the guys that he protects and about the people of the United States. So I think a lot of that, he's just such a great leading character. The evil guys are fun too, but Scott Harvath is the best. I mean, you just get into his skin so easily because he's so focused, and he's an action hero, from the firefights to the women that he meets. there's always something going on in his head. That's what's fascinating.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?